This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The new dawn, the new start to a finish, in a manner of speaking. That's confusing, Doug. What the heck are you talking about? Well, it's Friday, the 3rd of February, so we don't have a full week under our belts yet in terms of the month of February. We do have a full work week, no holidays, nothing to stress. It's a rare, it does seem that way, doesn't it, from time to time, that there are rare weeks when we don't, especially this time of year, there isn't some kind of holiday, some way of getting away from it all. This month it'll be President's Day that distracts people amongst others. And then there's Valentine's Day. Woohoo! Get those Sherry's berries, baby. And then there's Donald Trump. I don't know who's going to send him a Valentine. Number of crazy things growing, if that's the way you want to describe it, the number of unusual, interesting, compelling things, whatever terminology you want to use, I could just probably sit here and read through. I could flick through all of the headlines. Trump puts Iran on notice after their ballistic missile test this week. Said the administration has put Iran on, quote, notice, whatever that means. What does that mean? It means, well, just look out, boys. There's a new sheriff in town. That's what a lot of people are saying, that are taking the Trump message too far. You hear a lot of that stuff going on. There are a couple of things that seem to sort of put a finish on things for discussion purposes this week. And one of them appeared in my local, there's a blog in the community I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts. I happen to be on the East Coast this week. And so I was reading this blog, and in it was included a statement from the superintendent of schools. And I wonder how many communities have seen this sort of thing, certainly on the West Coast. I don't know. Yeah, it's the East Coast. Doubt you'd seen too much of this in the flyover states. Here's what the, this is the statement verbatim that was printed on the school department blog or website as referencing the president's executive order prohibiting individuals traveling from the seven Muslim countries from entering our country. This is how it reads, quote, Framingham is a community with a large immigrant population. Last year, the Framingham Public Schools said students spoke more than 75 different languages within the district. Bilingual Education Program Director Jennifer Grishy said that 37% of the 8,400 students in the Framingham Public Schools speak another language in addition to English. But he didn't say, this is a parenthetical observation, that there were a lot of students, hundreds of them, that do not speak English at all. Anyway, continuing with what the superintendent said in his statement, national events over the past week have raised the concerns of many residents about their safety and security. Often these anxious feelings are shared by the children in these families. Framingham Public Schools have a long and proud history of supporting its families, especially those who have recently arrived here, by providing a welcoming and safe environment for their children. We celebrate our diversity and embrace all students, no matter where they have come from, and we value the richness of the global experience that our students bring with them every day. Our schools have always been safe havens for our students, and we assure you they will continue to be so. If your child needs help navigating the flood of bad stories and disturbing events, please let us know so that we may assist them in any way we can. Our staff is here to offer help and support through these difficult and confusing times. There's nothing more important to us than our students feeling the welcome value as a member of the Framingham community. Please consider us as your partner in this important work on behalf of your children, our students. So, I read that, and I thought, first thing that came to my mind is I know the chairwoman of the school committee. She's a Republican, and I'm sure she voted for Trump. School committee is pretty diverse, and the Framingham school system, as the superintendent suggested, is diverse. It always has been. When I was a student here, it was very diverse. This community has always been, for whatever the reason, and I don't know that I can give you a reason, but I found myself, when I went to school, better prepared. I went off to college, better prepared to deal with certain things that I would encounter because of my experience in meeting a lot of different people. It wasn't just all white bread, and it isn't just all dark bread, and it isn't just, it was a little bit of everything. A lot of Puerto Ricans and Brazilians, Italians, and makeup of the Polish, and I mean, I'm thinking of some names of kids I went to high school with, and not necessarily the elementary school, because the elementary school is very sort of, it's neighborhood specific, and my neighborhood at that time, when I was a kid growing up, had nothing but white people living in it. But there are other parts of town that Brian. And then when we were first married and lived in the old farmhouse where I grew up, the people who moved in next door were black. And it was the first group of people to move into. First, there was another black couple that moved in. And it was the first different face that we had seen in this neighborhood, for whatever the reason. And there was a big deal made out of it, and it was a positive deal. And they still today live in that house that they moved into in 1971. Still live in the same house, same neighborhood. Kids grew up here. My daughter worked for one of the daughters who ran a school in New York. They were very close growing up, all that stuff. So anyway, there are... as I look around now, actually, very interesting. Now, my mind is just kind of wandering to who lives in the neighborhood now. There are, I'm talking about a close-knit neighborhood, but there's a lot of land, open space here, so it's not like people are on top of each other. But there are, more noticeably than the number of ethnic changes, the number of gay people who live in this neighborhood. Upscale, you know, you can say one thing about gay men, they are all the ones, anybody, and I know it sounds like a stereotypical comment, but it's, I think, frankly, kind of true. Most of the gay men that I've met in my life are very good entrepreneurs, very hard workers, very focused, and that's, yeah, that may be a generality, but it's what my experience is with them, and there are within earshot of me a half a dozen gay men, couples living in homes that give us a different flavor here, frankly. And I actually, a couple of them are very, they live across the street from me. They're very good friends of mine. And I don't even think about it. That's the thing. Maybe it's because of the way I grew up. Maybe it's part of this business of having diversity. I don't pay much attention to that stuff. I really don't. Whether you're gay or whether you're black, or I just don't pay attention to it. And never really have. And it wasn't even conscious. I didn't work at it. Oh, I'm going to be nice to these people because they're gay. Or I'm going to be nice to them. It doesn't make any difference to me. And I think that probably is because of what I grew up around. Because my father grew up in South Boston, one of the most prejudiced places on earth still today. And he was in a gang. My father was an orphan. And he encountered this stuff all the time, and their way to encounter it was to beat them up. You came into South Boston, you weren't Irish, you get the hell beat out of you, and you better get out of town, or you'll get it the next time you come. So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff. I remember driving south when I was in high school with my father to bring a car to Florida, and we had a flat tire, and we stopped at a place in Georgia, and he looked at the license plate on the car, and he picked up a tire iron, and he said, "Get your white Yankee ass out of my garage." And that's so, you know, we're a long way from getting through the woods here. That's for sure. So to come back around to what the superintendent of schools said in his statement, that I don't agree with, frankly. I do. I added a little about how many people don't speak English and the fact that we have all these languages spoken here and that a lot of people come here from the city in a program that brings inner city kids out to the suburbs to go to school. That program has been going on since I was teaching school here in the 60s and 70s. We provide a welcoming and safe environment for their children. School should be a welcoming, safe environment for everybody, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. And I don't know that he's really making an exception here, but there's kind of a yada yada in this. I mean, I can pick it apart. I'm not really here to pick it apart. I just found it interesting that the people in the system felt it was important and referenced these difficult and confusing times. Difficult for whom and confusing for whom? Because the news media takes the approach that it does, and that's where we get our information for the most part. At least I think kids do until they get to be maybe in junior high school and they have their own devices, and I don't even think then most of them really know what to say. But some of this stuff requires sophisticated thinking and looking and being taught. The best thing I think, if I was still teaching school, the best thing I'd be doing is doing what my daughter teaches in college, and that is how to use the language to understand what words mean and what the implications are of phrases and sentences and stuff. That would be what I'd be teaching. Food for thought, 18 past the hour. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine playing a board game like Monopoly if the rules changed every time it was your turn to make a move. That's what some people say it's like trying to comply with federal regulations. A home builder told Congress last year that it's been trying to get a federal permit to develop a piece of property for nearly 30 years. The builder says that throughout every step of the process, the rules have changed and new requirements have been added. But what makes the delay so frustrating is that the relevant federal law hasn't changed since 1972. It was the way that bureaucrats kept reinterpreting the law that was the problem. Let's be fair. Protecting our environment is important. Government regulation is needed. But the long, drawn-out process of enforcing those regulations can be even worse than having bad regulations in the first place. While the new administration in Washington considers how to eliminate unneeded regulations, one of the first priorities should be speeding up enforcement of regulations already on the books. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bruno Mars has a way of, I'm just sort of getting into him, has a way of bringing sort of an old feel to new music. And I mean that as a compliment, actually. Am I on the right track here, Jennifer, or not?
Yeah.
He talks to perform, actually, at the Grammy Awards, a tribute to Prince. Not sure at this moment whether Mars and another group will be performing songs by Prince, whether Mars will perform one of his own songs separately as part of the medley. They're still trying to figure that out.
Did they do a tribute to Prince last year, or did he pass away after the Grammys? He passed away in March, right?
Was it March? Almost.
I'm not sure. The Grammys probably.
Yeah, I know Madonna did a tribute, but I can't remember what that was at. Was one of her own concerts, or
I think it was at an award show, but it was just kind of a lackluster tribute, as I recall. So Bruno Mars, I think if you're gonna have someone do a tribute to Prince, if it's not Justin Timberlake, it should be Bruno Mars, and this is a good choice.
Well, wasn't the time with Morris Day? Wasn't that Prince's nom de plume? Didn't he write things anonymously or under that name? Or was it another?
No.
Jamie Starr. It was Jamie Starr.
No, the reason that you're hearing Morris Day is that he's with Time.
Yeah.
And they might be part of the set at the Grammys.
Ah, okay. Time, as opposed to the old group, The Times, T-Y-M-E-S.
Correct, or The Time Out, which is what I used to play on all the time when I was a child. Yeah.
Time Out, Jennifer. Steve Miller in the musical news today. Every hour in this portion of the program, we have musical news. Apparently, Steve Miller is going to go on tour with Peter Frampton this summer. Now, I might want
to. You would like
that,
this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I might take that in. It starts in June in Homedale, New Jersey, and goes through the end of August, ending up at the Ironstone Amphitheater in California. Murphy's, California. Where's Murphy's, California?
I don't know.
So anyway, these two have history together, going back to the beginning of their careers. Steve Miller said, Peter and I met at Olympic Studios in London in the 60s when we were both starting our recording careers. He was a wonderful guitarist and songwriter, and he's even more so today. Over the years, we've played together in venues from theaters to football stadiums and everything in between. I'm looking forward to a summer of great music and exceptional performances and lots of fun because Peter's remarkable.
This is smart because this is something that's going to appeal to a slightly older demographic, but it's a demographic that has cash. And so a lot of times you see these people doing all these young concerts dedicated to young people, but you start tapping into that budget of someone, and you put two big names together, and they're going to toss over a little more for the tickets.
I would go to see them. All right, also, speaking of that era of rock, Blondie is in the musical news today. The group, which obviously you may not know that Debbie Harry is the lead singer, but also in Blondie is Chris Stein, the guitarist, and Clem Burke is the drummer. They're going to go into the studio for their 11th album called Pollinator, which will be out, sometime in May.
This is actually the first single that we hear.
Dropped out yesterday. Yeah, we're listening to that now. Let's crank it up, listen to it, see how Blondie sounds. They have the old touch.
The deafening sound of a heart.
Disco punk.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You're smiling at me.
She was pretty outrageous when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah, total rocker.
Oh, my God.
The cool thing about this album is that they're going to collaborate with some really big-name current performers. Sia is one, Joan Jett, Laurie Anderson, Johnny Marr, Blood Orange's Dev Hynes. And this is pretty cool. I mean, you've got a lot of modern-day rockers combining with
Just said, where the modern rock is combining with some of the older rock to get an audience that's broader. That's really what it does. I've always been interested in her. She's a hot ticket now, I'll tell you that. All right, Blondie and the Fogies at 28 after here with DJV.
Hey, Michelle, what did Janie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Janie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow. I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist. And I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free, for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com. Sleepforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
So it's back around to the conversation of the day. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as usual. She's ready to push the button. Actually, she's ready to push three buttons. And all it takes is an introduction from me. Time for I get off onto some of my conversations and I don't do what I decide myself I want to do. And let's get into the 2020 Voice of the Day quiz. That sounds awkward. News quiz? 2020 News Voice quiz. How about the 2020 News quiz with this voice? All right, listen carefully. Tell me who this is. I'll tell you why this person could be the person of the day or the weekend in part after we listen to his voice.
Who's my hero? It's a great question. Well, I think my dad is my hero because he's someone that I look up to every day.
All right. 888-302-3684 for a swell musical prize. This is a music program. How can we have musical prizes? Well, because this is a good one. And this is a person who has a factor, or is a factor, will be a factor, and a weekend event that many of you will pay close attention to. Here's his voice again.
Well, it's been a long journey. I mean, I've been at it for 15 years, and we've had a couple of tough losses in this game, and this one came down to the end, and this time we made the plays. A lot of mental toughness. Our team's had it all year, and we never doubted each other, so that's what it took. That was a great football team we beat, and I'm just so happy for our team.
Is that button two and three together?
That was just two.
That was two. All right. 888-302-3684. Who is that voice? This may be, for some of you, a duh, and for others, huh? All right, here's the last cut.
Yeah, it's personal with my family, and you know, I'm just hoping everyone's here on Sunday to share in a great experience. It's been a tough year. You know, my family's always been a great support system for me, and you know, hopefully we can make everyone happy on Sunday.
All right, so who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DUNG. If you can tell us who that person is, we'll get to that after we spend a few more minutes on Trump and some of the quote-unquote craziness around him. That's not my word. That is used by some people to describe what's what and who's who with him. His doctor is Harold Bornstein. And Dr. Bornstein rose to fame by declaring longtime patient Donald Trump would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. He wants to be the White House physician, by the way. He's not yet. He's known Trump for 30 years. He apparently thought revealing the president's private medical information to his least favorite publication, The Times, New York Times, was a smart way to get the job. In the article written in today's paper, Dr. Bornstein reveals that Trump takes Propecia to promote hair growth. Okay, I do too. The president's use of the prostate-related drug explains why he had such low levels of prostate-specific antigen, a marker for prostate cancer, in health data Dr. Bornstein released. This was during the campaign. Dr. Bornstein said he takes the drug as well. He has all his hair. I have all my hair. Bornstein told the paper that Trump also takes antibiotics to control rosacea, which is a statin for elevated blood cholesterol and lipids, and daily baby aspirin to reduce his risk of a heart attack. In addition to his potential HIPAA violation, Dr. Bornstein shared a weird observation about the president's behavior during his exams. When asked about Trump's recent description of himself as a germaphobe, Bornstein said that he had never discussed that phenomenon with Mr. Trump, but added he always stands there and changes the paper on the table himself after the examination. That's just funny. Dr. Bornstein said he recently told Trump's secretary, quote, you know, I should be the White House physician. White House officials declining comment on the story. How about them apples? Huh? What do you think? One of the things that Trump has done in the past 24 hours that is interesting is the focus on churches and tax-exempt organizations. He has suggested he wants to end the prohibition of tax-exempt organizations getting involved in politics. And, of course, this drew a lot of fire from his critics. I would be one of them. I don't think that's appropriate, frankly. Houses of worship should be just that, not political machines. I would not like that. But first of all, I think churches have too many advantages anyway. They don't pay taxes, and that's all right. I think that's okay. But the fact that they, in my town, the public works department plows out all of the yards, all of the church parking lots, free. I don't like that. I don't want my tax dollars going to support some religion that I have nothing to do with. Just don't like it. Anyway. The National Prayer Breakfast yesterday, Trump used that for, which is normally a solemn affair, to take aim at this barrier between politics and religion, and that's where this all comes from. It's called the Johnson Amendment. Prohibits tax-exempt organizations like churches and other places of worship and charities and educational institutions from directly or indirectly participating in any political campaign in favor or against any particular candidate or an idea. So he says, I'll get rid of it. Destroy the Johnson Amendment. Allow our representatives of faith to speak freely and without fear. I don't think there's any fear involved in it now. I just think that it's not appropriate. But that's my feeling. You may have yours, and you may want to share those feelings. However, let's see. That's not going to be possible at the moment because all the lines are active with people who want to tell us who the news voice of the year is. Let's start with Wesley in Georgia. Hi, Wesley. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Enjoy your show. Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch is not the correct answer, but it's a good guess. Thank you. Appreciate your calling in. Let's see. Edward is in Hickory. WHKY. Hi, Edward.
Hello.
Who do you think
Matt
it is?
Damon. Matt Damon.
You think it's Matt Damon? That is not correct either, but that's a pretty good guess. All right, let's see here. We'll try Larry, who's in Missouri. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello there.
How do you do?
Not too bad.
That's good. All right, whose voice do you think it was?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots, who talked about his father and his family there and other aspects of the game. What do you think of Brady, Larry?
He's a pretty good quarterback. Yeah, I don't really like him, but he's a good quarterback.
You don't like him? Why don't you like him?
He plays for a team that I just don't root for.
Really, because?
Personally, I think he's a fine guy, but I just don't like the team, I guess.
Why? Why don't you like the Patriots?
I root for the Denver Broncos.
Broncos? You're sitting there with you're sitting on your hands, though, this weekend. Who are you going to be rooting for this weekend?
I'm rooting for the Falcons, but the Falcons. I think Patriots are going to win.
Yeah, I think Patriots are going to win, too, but not if you look at the popular. I think I saw something yesterday, like 74% of the country, according to this particular poll, wanted the Patriots to lose.
They're just tired of them winning, I guess.
Maybe that's it. They're sick of winners. Get rid of those damn winners. All right, Larry, have a good weekend. Hold on a second, and Carrie's going to take good care of you. I appreciate the call and your point of view and your nice attitude. I like that. 43 past the hour. Punxsutawney Phil, and a focus on him or her, because it's not really ever known whether it's a him or her in a matter of moments here. I said already it was 43 past the hour, I think, tonight. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help like smartphones to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only in 4117.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, let's see here. 46 past the hour. Let's do one more Trump. It's not that we need one more Trump story, but this is from the Treasury Department, which adjusted some sanctions against Russia. This seems kind of weird in light of the four accused people in Russia accused of treason and the connection there is to hackers that was pretty obvious, and yet we just... which means we loosen some of the sanctions. Here's a reporter wrap on that story.
The Treasury Department is easing some of the cyber sanctions against Russia. Former President Barack Obama ordered the sanctions in December after U.S. intelligence concluded Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, helped hack the Democratic National Committee's computer systems. U.S. intelligence officials claim that hack and another targeting Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were part of Russia's attempt to help President Donald Trump win the U.S. election. Easing the sanctions will let American companies make small transactions with the FSB to gain permits and other certifications needed to import tech products into Russia. Trump has said he might eventually cut the most recent Russian sanctions. For now, all other sanctions remain in place.
All right, so that's that. Let it sit, kind of. Let it just sit. Let's see. Punxsutawney Phil yesterday, that wonderfully, pleasantly plump Pennsylvania, woodchucks are like furry rats. Anyway, they came up out of the ground yesterday, and according to some who were there, he saw a shadow, so there's more winter. Not so fast on that. Listen to this.
I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. Six more weeks of winter.
Phil saw his shadow Thursday morning, supposedly dooming us all to six more weeks of winter. Well, maybe not. There's a chance Phil might be wrong this year. Plant scientists say spring has already sprung in parts of the southeast. Green leaves have even been spotted in some areas more than...
I clearly see...
All right.
Clearly see
oh.
a perfect...
Well, right, I guess so we can tell the rest of the story ourselves.
Yeah, well, it's okay. There are people that I know who are in the southeast who say the same thing. That's why when I heard this yesterday, we kind of ignored it. I think we talked about it for a little bit, and then it just kind of, because it gets to be kind of, it's the one horse show, and it happens the same way every year, so let's do something different. But it is different in the southeast this year. A lot of new growth. Normally, in the southeast, about, where you are, Kara, in Washington, and down from there into the Carolinas and that area, there is usually in Washington, the 1st to the 20th, about right now, it starts to thaw out in Washington and gets better by the 1st of March.
It's funny. There's not really anything for it to thaw out. It's never really gotten that frozen. Cold. Yeah, nothing's really happened.
Yeah, right. Which is not good news either, because with the ground not getting frozen, all the bugs don't get killed.
Yeah.
That's how they get rid of the bugs when they freeze out. All right, it's 10 before the hour. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time to talk about your success and keys to success, your beliefs, your values. Uri Geller, who is my pal, has done lots of things in his life. You know, I just came across, he joins us from his home in Israel. The books, I don't know what made me fall. I was looking through my library for a particular book, and I found a couple of your books that I have that I haven't looked at for a long time. The book Sean, which was a novel, as I recall, that you wrote. God, how long ago did you?
About 40 years ago, Doug.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, that long. And it's changed names. At first it was called Tampini, then I changed the name to Sean. But it's very interesting because at those times, UFOs and extraterrestrial visitations to our planet were kind of very fictional and fantasies. But now, and the novel is about an extraterrestrial that falls onto planet Earth and what happens to him. But now with the release of the CIA secret documents, there are so many reports of UFOs that are very, very credible. And the fact that the CIA, by the way, you all know hopefully by now that a major part of my experiments with the CIA was released, especially the telepathical tests that I underwent under laboratory controlled conditions. But among all those papers were hundreds of thousands of UFO reports, and a lot of it have been eradicated, meaning there were black marked lines across the words, which means that the CIA still keeps a lot of things top secret.
They
and
call
do
that,
not want...
They call that redacting. They take things out that
redacting.
You don't want people to know or see, yeah.
Exactly. So there are a lot of incidences and occurrences, maybe the CIA know much more than we do about visitations from, you know, outer space.
Yeah.
And that's why they have decided to keep it secret, because I have a feeling that if humanity will know that there are actually tangible extraterrestrial forces out there, we really don't know their intentions. Are they good or are they bad?
Well, it sort of focuses, if you can fast forward a little bit. Remember the old song when we were kids in the year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive? Do you remember that song? Story.
Of course. And then you have David Bowie's song, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah. So thinking about all the news this week regarding robots and also intelligent artificial intelligence, robots and computers outthinking people, and perhaps in the next 1,000 years or maybe even sooner than that, next 100 to 300-400 years, these computers be smart enough to be smarter than we are, and if they feel that we are threatened by them, they'll figure out a way to get rid of us, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, well, there are quite a few movies about this subject. One of them, if we all remember, it's my favorite film, 2001 Space Odyssey, written by Arthur C. Clarke, and where a computer called HAL takes over a spaceship. And the whole drama is to shut down the computer before it destroys the astronauts aboard. But having said that, Doug, going back to my experiments in 1973 in Palo Alto, Stanford Research Institute, which was obviously financed by the CIA and the American Defense Department, already then I knew about computers that were artificial intelligence in the basement of SRI, Stanford Research Institute, and in one of the experiments where I believe I was asked to levitate a 1 gram weight off an electronical scale, suddenly the alarm bells all over Stanford started ringing and everybody was running around. They didn't know what it was, and what it was is that this is kind of, you know, to the best of my recollection, this is what I was told, that while I was doing that exercise, exerting the power of the mind, some of the artificial intelligence data was erased from that computer that was deep in the basement of Stanford Research Institute. So the human mind is very powerful, Doug.
Yeah.
And I doubt that computers will be able to kind of outreach us or outwin us. And that's only my opinion.
Yep, well, that's all right. That's what I want when you're here. Uri Geller, go to urigeller.com, URIGELLER.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.